listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
We are back. It's another.
You're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yes, yes, we're all back.
You're back.
Hey, guys.
We're all back.
Yeah, we're all back. Thanks for tuning in. This is another after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We're excited to see you. Bing is for doing. And I'm going to go around the table, or actually room. We're actually in a new room this time around.
More cozier.
Yeah, it's a little more cozier. You can see our legs. I'm sorry.
Our shoes, finally.
Yeah, shoes, yeah. So we're in a new studio. But let's go around the room really quickly. I'm Deanna Vaughn. And to my right...
Hey, everyone. It's Giselle Ugardi. And we have a special announcement later on for today.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to stay tuned.
Yes, you have to stay tuned.
To my right...
I am Adria Theoritis.
All right, and I think we're ready for another after show of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, your favorite Armenian E! Family. Now, this episode, there was definitely a big theme over the whole episode, and unfortunately, it was a little morbid. Mm-hmm. It's death, okay?
Very morbid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very morbid.
They crossed the line a couple times, I think.
They did, but I think they always manage to even take a subject such as death and you know, put a little Kardashian spin to it, which is why the episode is called Tales of the Kardashian Crypt, with a K.
Always with a K.
Always with a K. What do you guys think about Chris preparing the family and wanting to have a burial plot for the whole family?
I thought it was really, really smart of her, and it's definitely something that she has experienced with because of her ex-husband, obviously watching Papa, her dad, pass away and seeing how hard of a time her mom had. And so I thought it was very mature of her, although it was a very emotional subject. And,
right.
You know, her kids kind of made fun of it. But if anything, I would have been bawling my eyes out. I would have been very emotional through the process. But I know that more and more people are doing that now. They're making plans for their death, whether it's where they want to be buried, the songs that they want to be playing at their funeral, or rather celebration of life is what a lot of people are calling it now.
Right.
So, I don't know. What did you think, Adrian?
I completely agree. I've had family members that have passed away in my family where there's been no will, and it's just a complete mess. So I think that Chris, you know, she is the perfect mom. She just always has her kids' best interests in her. And I think that, you know, she's just preparing for the worst. She doesn't want them to have any type of stress or any type of chaos in their lives. And I think that you have to, you know, it's something that not a lot of people want to talk about.
Right.
But you have to be prepared, you know, for the worst. And you have to plan just so that you are prepared if these things do happen. I think that Kardashians are just, they're over the top with everything that they do. So some stuff did cross the line, which we'll get into a little later. But, you know, as the overall kind of theme that she, or idea that she was doing and what she was trying to do, I think I completely agree with her. I think that she has to be prepared.
And not that they would ever have to worry about money, but funerals are really expensive, especially when it comes to their taste.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And there's so many of them.
Right.
You know, she kind of, you know, there's no need for all of them to be fighting about what she wants. She's just going to, you know, have it all prepared for them.
Now, do you think that, considering that they lost their dad about 5 years ago, do you think it was a little insensitive? Because I think she took something a little too far, you know, when they went to the actual Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is a popular cemetery here in Los Angeles, for all you people who don't know. A lot of celebrities are buried there, and there's big fancy mausoleums, and they actually show movies there in the summer. But do you think it was a little insensitive of her, you know, kind of, you know, wanting to lay in the coffin and picking all that stuff out, considering the kids, you know, they've already lost a parent?
I think that's definitely where it got taken too far, was when she laid in the coffin and Rob had that picture, and it just kind of settles in that, wow, like, they've already probably seen their dad in a casket, or I don't know if he got cremated, I don't know if he got buried, but they've already kind of been through that, and to see, you know, their living mother kind of just playing that role, it's just not really a good feeling.
I know.
And, like, you know, losing one parent, you're kind of like, wow, like, it's like a 50 chance, like, if I lose my, like, your mom is, like, everything to you, you know, how's that going to feel? It just, it's very unsettling.
I would have been very bothered by it if my mom would have done that. At the same time, I can also see from her perspective how she was trying to make it seem a little bit more normal and a little bit more of a family effort by doing that. I think closing her eyes and sitting there and kind of playing dead was a little eerie, but, you know, rather than making it really sad and depressing, she was trying to make it special and...
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's kind of hard to make light and make fun of death, you know? And I do agree. Mm-hmm. I think preparing your family, you know, getting a plot together so people don't have to worry about all those expenses and what to do when it happens. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very smart, especially as a parent. It's mature. But do we think she made a little bit too light of death? Or is that just like a Kardashian thing and, you know, it is what
to actually
is.
Play the part of, you know, how you're going to be laying in your coffin, just... took it too far.
Yeah.
That was playing it a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just like seeing that, you know, for them, I think that's what really bothered them.
It was a little too far. At the same time, this is Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And also the whole thing where MJ was joking about at the beginning of the episode about how when they are dead, they'll have tours going by saying, and this is where the Kardashians.
Yeah, that was funny. Family,
you know?
MJ's so cute.
Right. They were treating it like a spectacle, but they treat everything they do like a spectacle, whether it's a wedding or a baby shower or all of that, you know? So even though it's totally out of the ordinary, for me, I wasn't at all surprised to see it from the Jenner Kardashians.
So are we saying that there's nothing sacred in the Kardashian family, including death and caskets and everything that goes along with it?
No.
Not nothing, but a lot of what Kris Kardashian does, there's always some sort of a attention-grabbing or maybe money-making thing. And that's not to say that she doesn't have a heart or anything like that, because she really does. And you can see how much she loves her family. And all of what she does has to do with how much she adores her family and wants the best for them.
True.
But, you know, that's just how she is. She's over the top. That's
true.
Just who she is.
It's funny. Chloe made a joke, and I thought it was really funny. She goes, oh, you know, now you're going to extort the family so we can get into the, you know, funeral business. And there was a part of me that said, you know, could there be a line of, like, Kardashian caskets? And caskets, of course, would be spelled
with the way the I want the shiny black. I want the shiny black coffin with a white pearl trim. Like, they were, like, shopping for, like, something, like, I don't even know. Just over the top.
I know,
like, you're not even going to feel it when you're dead.
Well, you know. Well, speaking of caskets, I wonder if you can buy a casket on Amazon.com. What do y'all think, huh?
I don't think you can, to be totally honest with you.
I think you can.
But, but I'm sure you could find a lot of other assortments of funeral gathering accessories.
This is
and
true. Flowers. Well, what we're getting at, AfterBuzz fans, if you're interested in buying a casket or any other accoutrements that might go along with that.
Maybe a Kim Kardashian blow-up doll.
Maybe a Kim Kardashian blow-up doll. We've got this great affiliate program with Amazon.com, and all we're asking you to do, if you would normally make your purchases on Amazon.com, we're asking you to make a little detour, and you go to the AfterBuzz.com site, and you click on the Amazon banner, and then you make your purchases that way. Same process, same purchase. You don't add anything more to your shipping, handling. We're just asking you to take a little detour, because what it does is it helps us out, brings us new people to the studio. We've got an announcement later. And it keeps the shows for free. So all we're asking you to do is just, you know, make a little detour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
And I really do think you can buy a casket on Amazon.com. I think I'm going to have to investigate
that.
Yeah.
About that, right? Right?
I would be afraid of the shipping and handling costs. But luckily, with Amazon, you can sometimes get around, you know, getting free shipping and
there's
handling.
There's that $25 always free kind of thing. So,
Amazon Prime also.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Prime?
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. So not only do the Kardashians and the family, like, that covers... We talk about death with them, but little Mason also gets a little dose of, you know, with death, with one fish, two fish, as I'd like to call it.
So many.
So the sisters, the aunties, Coco and Kiki, they buy little Mason a fish, you know, which I think, well, first of all, Courtney made the comment. She said, well, you guys bought him a fish without asking me. Like, why do you think that they needed to get her permission before buying him a fish?
No.
Like, what do you think?
I thought so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's not like they brought a dog in.
Yeah, a dog would be different, but a fish?
But
come on.
Still, like, at the same time, it's still a pet. She's going to have to take care of it. And fish might be easier than, say, a dog, but you still have to clean the tank out. And Courtney is very, you know, into being a neat freak and being all natural, holistic. Who knows what type of bacteria or little organisms could be growing in there.
Yeah.
It's still maintenance.
But
and there's also, and there is the whole concept of, you know, having to talk to your child about responsibility and death.
Right.
And, you know, I can see, I would want permission before there's another living organism living in my house. Yeah.
Interesting. And what's your view on that?
No, I don't think that they should have asked her at all. I just think it's whatever. Like, they got her a fish, and, like, it's just easy. I mean, I get the cleaning thing, but it's not that hard to clean it. It's not that hard. You just feed it every day.
Like, I agree with you. I didn't see what the big deal was. But I do understand. Yeah. We know how she's a neat freak, you know. And to see her and Scott's faces when they brought the fish out of the bag.
They were miserable.
Like, are you kidding me? But
at least give some notice. If you're not asking permission, at least say, like, hey, I'm gonna buy Mason a fish.
But then she would have said no.
No, yeah.
And then there goes the perfectly wonderful gift for the cute little Mason.
And I'm sure she probably would have hired someone to clean it.
Well,
as well.
Here's my thing. I think it was a perfect learning opportunity, just like Bruce was saying. It's a perfect opportunity to teach a kid about death. You know, that's their, usually having a pet for a kid, that's the first time they do learn about death.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a great opportunity. And, like, I think that was kind of, like, missed on her in the beginning until Bruce said something to her. But, you know, do you think that she should have... Do you think when the first fish died, she should have explained it to Mason then instead of running out and trying to find, you know, a stand-in fish?
No.
I thought it was really cute what she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. It's a personal decision if she wants to do it or not. If it was, like, 1 or 2 days, I don't know. I wonder. Yeah. I wonder. Because there's both sides. At the same time, it's like, well, it's only been 1 or 2 days. Is he really that attached to it by now? And it is just a fish.
Right.
You know, it's different when you can physically hold a pet.
Right.
There's more of a connection there.
Right. That's a good point.
You know, I don't know. So either way, a fish is a fish, and Mason's really, really young. I doubt he'll finish.
I think that eventually, if these fish keep dying, she's going to get annoyed of keep going to buy them and replace them.
Well, she already got rid of the tank, so I think the fish are done. There's no more fish in the Disick Kardashian household.
And also,
there's a baby now.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think Mason is a little too young to have that talk, so that's why she kind of, you know, replaced it. And I think that the way Bruce handled it, I mean, Bruce is the father of a lot of children.
Ten.
So he knows, and, like, he just, you know, gave him the book, like, dogs go to heaven or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a good way, you know, just to transition into, you know, learning about it and, you know, eventually having that conversation with
him. Yeah, that was sweet. It was sweet.
Bruce saves the day. Bruce to the rescue.
Bruce to the rescue.
He's like, don't lie to the little man.
Now, speaking of Mason, here's another topic that's very sensitive on this all death-related episode, is the whole thing about Mason's guardian.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, Courtney didn't want to let it out of the bag that she chose Chloe to be the guardian, but Chris is pushing, and so it came out of the bag. Do you think Courtney owed it to Kim to let her know that she wasn't the guardian? Like, as her sister? And Rob, even, too, for that matter.
I think maybe eventually, because what happens if, you know, Courtney did, something did happen to her, and Kim finds out kind of, that way, Kim's going to have regret towards Courtney being like, she never talked to me about this. And she's going to have kind of, you know, hostility towards her sister, not just kind of finding out at the wrong moment.
Right.
So I think that Courtney eventually would have had to maybe have that conversation with Kim. And it was probably best, you know, I don't know if she was ever planning on having that conversation with Kim. Personally, I think she should have done it when she had initially had that meeting about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what her agenda was on that, but I think that if something happened to Courtney and Kim never found out, it would have been a really bad thing.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she owed her that?
To me, I thought the most important conversation was for her to talk to Chloe about being the guardian mm-hmm. and Lamar,
right.
and to Kim about being the manager of her financial assets. I think,
right.
you know, but those do go hand in hand in terms of leaving it out. That I didn't think was that big of a deal. Eventually, people are going to find out whether it's before or after Courtney dies. I think as long as the person who is taking the responsibility is aware,
right.
then that is the important thing.
Do you think Kim's reaction to it, do you think that was genuine? Do you think she was, like, really hurt and upset?
Yeah.
You know? Because look at her life. She's jet-setting. She's in this country on one day. She's somewhere else the next, you know?
I think she just felt hurt because this is what she's wanted that life for so long. This is something, you know, Kim wants to be married. She wants to have children. And I think it just kind of was, she took it really personally. She took it as a jab, saying, you don't think that I'm a good aunt. You don't think that I'd be a good mother. When really it wasn't, you know, like that at all. And I think that's kind of why Courtney never told her, because Courtney knew that, you know, she was going to be affected by it. And she was, you know, kind of be sensitive about it.
I hope it was a wake-up call to Kim, though, because this is the second time on the show where we've seen someone take a jab at her saying, you're not ready to have kids. Or if you are going to have kids, you know, are you sure you're going to let it hold you back? Because the first time we saw when she was getting ready to get married and Chris was talking about how he didn't want her to be traveling, how they wanted to move to Minnesota, and how, you know, 5 years from now, this isn't what she was going to be doing. And we all know she's not slowing down anytime soon.
Right.
And so now for her to see that her sister, someone even closer to her who's always going to be in her life, is choosing the other sister over her, hopefully it will make her see things from another perspective. But
I hope so. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to your point, I don't think she's anywhere near slowing down. You know what I mean? Not at all, you know? So heaven forbid, you know, something did happen to her sister. And what if she did make Kim the guardian? Like, she would have to slow her life down. And that's something
And that's not fair to Kim to do that. Either. If she can't commit and, you know, settle down and, you know, put her life on hold for a little bit.
And I think at the end of the day, they're sisters. They know each other. And she knows her sister best. And she knows that Kim is gallivanting around town with Kanye West. She's in London. She's here. She's there. So when did you know... And being an auntie, I mean, I'm an auntie. I don't know if you guys are aunties, but, like, it's the one job where, you know, my philosophy is I spoil my niece with everything. I give her everything that my sister doesn't give her, you
right.
know. But I'm able to hop on a plane and come back to L.A.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's not a
rent-a-kid.
Full-time. Yeah, it's exactly. It's rent-a-kid. It's not a full-time job, you know. So I think maybe Kim is a little disillusioned on what it is like being, you know, 24-hour. You're the parent. You're the main person that the kid relies on, you know.
Well, so. And I'm sure she thinks that, I mean, a little presumptuous, but she probably thinks that a baby's like a little dog that you can travel around with, take to your meetings, that they'll bring it to the photo shoot with you, etc.
Never heard that one before.
That's funny.
And especially with her and Kanye, they're spending so much time with Beyonce and Jay-Z, and you know, they probably have little blue ivy around with them, and that's not necessarily the most functional
setting.
Not the
life of a mom.
And it's easy for them to forget about their roots and about, you know, playing in MJ's backyard and playing with their dad and seeing that's, you know, normal childhood is supposed to be at least in like certain centralized locations and not necessarily, not that you can't do it that way, because it looks like, you know, for example, the Jolie Pitts are taking their kids all over the world and teaching them different languages and making them more cultured, but
right.
And Chloe has settled down her life. She's slowed down
a lot.
Oh, big time.
And I think that's a huge factor. So she already has slowed down. She knows she loves Lamar, and they, you know, actively are wanting to be parents. So it's just a better environment for Mason. And
it's a better fit. Yeah,
exactly. And Courtney just has to have the best interest of her child. You can't please everyone.
It makes me wonder who she called to be the guardian of the new baby, Penelope.
Probably the same one. I was
necessarily
my sister and I have the same one.
Oh, really?
We weren't not going to get split up.
That, that makes sense. Yeah.
You're not going to split them up.
You go here. You go there. Let's divide you.
Yeah, you want to keep them together.
That makes sense.
So I'm assuming it would be Chloe. Yeah.
Interesting.
The other thing that Chloe has is she's married.
Yeah.
So she has, you know, a partner. It would be hard not only to be a parent for the first time, but to be a single parent for the very first time and to have a career, be a full-time working person.
Right.
You know, in general, let alone how much money you have, that's a difficult situation to be in.
Got it. You know what? I forgot about something. I want to back up for 2 seconds. So I thought it was really funny that Chris, basically, she gifted all of her children with the gift of a burial plot.
Did they finalize that, or was that just something that she wanted to give them?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's we didn't, you know, that's what we didn't see, but maybe they did. But she literally, she said, "I'm giving you the gift of a burial plot. How would you like receiving that, huh? Do you think you can wrap it up in a bow?"
I mean, it's just something that, like, you just don't want to think about it, but it's something that, you know, I guess you plan. And for the Kardashians, they get, you know, a special plot.
How do you decide who goes where? They were saying, like, the Kardashian, Odom, Dizik, Jenner.
Well, they have that big thing.
At what point are you like, sorry, you can't live here? Or, like, sorry, you can't die here? You know what I mean? Like, how do you pick and choose? You can't.
Obviously, it's a family, thing. You know what I mean? But, like, it would have to be a big enough, whatever they buy, it would have to be big enough to, like, you know, include generations, if that's how they wanted it to.
Generations.
It looked like a little palace in there in the cemetery.
I mean, I was just thinking the whole time, that's a cash cow for Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Jenners, the Kardashians, and just like you said, the Odoms. They're racking up death for life. No pun intended.
It's a pretty full place already. It's a very strange place. There are a lot of very historical, like, actors and celebrities there. There's Johnny Ramone. There's Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And it is a little strange that they have tours going through the cemetery.
So
they have
eerie.
Musical events.
That's strange.
They have movie screenings.
They have movies there at night, right?
Even on Valentine's Day. Like, they have... That was actually the cemetery that was featured in the movie Valentine's
and
Day.
And you sit on the grounds?
Like, yeah.
So you sit on top of people? Kind of.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of, I was actually bothered. I don't know if you guys were bothered. Were you bothered when Kim was taking pictures inside the mausoleum? Yeah. I just found that to be a little disrespectful. Like, right? Like,
they were basically shopping. Like, that's what they're
I get
doing.
It, but they must have catalogs and booklets. Like, I don't know. It felt weird, like, seeing her take a picture. Oh, let's check out this mausoleum. You know, I like the colors. I love the stained glass.
Well, at the same time, there are people that are spending a lot of money to make something look very beautiful. Mm-hmm. They obviously want people to see it and share it. And
sure. I don't know. It kind of bugged me taking pictures inside, you know, someone's final resting place. Because someone was in there. Like, it wasn't empty.
I don't know what she was planning on doing with the pictures. That's my question.
You know?
Was she putting that on Instagram?
See? You know what I mean?
Or was she just using it for inspiration? Was it on her Pinterest? This is where I want to die. This is what I want my thing to look like.
That's funny.
Who was she sharing these pictures with?
I don't know.
Kanye?
Probably. This is where we're going to lay together forever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spend the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah, dearly departed. I thought it was a little weird. And finally, what do we think of Rob's tribute to his mama on his arm? What do y'all think?
Rob, I don't know. I guess it's cute. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think it's weird.
Immortalized forever.
I think it's a little weird, but I mean, you can't really judge something like that.
It's beautiful. It's art. I personally wouldn't do it. I don't necessarily find it attractive, but it's his thing. He loves tattoos. He mentioned how he got the tattoo of his dad, although it was after his dad passed away.
Right.
So,
and, like, Chris is still living. You just
That's
look at her.
That's the thing that bothered me.
Like, you just look at her every day.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're girlfriends, though.
I just think it's weird.
I get why he had one of his dad, because his dad is gone, and he wanted something to, you know, remember his father.
And he was really young,
right,
so
and
it's
he
understandable.
Was young, just to remember him. But, like, your mom is still here, and then, you know, everybody had this whole thing about death, and you go get this big old tat, you know, on her. I don't know. I just thought it was a little weird.
I thought it was enough to do the Malibu wine thing. He didn't necessarily
Which
have to.
Which was really nice.
It was
so
very
cute.
Nice.
That was very,
very,
very
cute.
Nice. Let's see. Are we going to hit a commercial here? We'll come back with some more
good.
Fun stuff?
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
What? We are back in the his house! And we want to remind you guys to please rate us on iTunes. It's free.
Five stars.
Five stars. We are rooting for 5 stars. 5 stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Giselle, you can even put up your pretty Pac-Man hands to show them. But
so cool.
Please comment on us on Facebook. Rate us. We read your comments, good, bad, or indifferent. We really love to hear what you have to say. It's a whole interactive thing. We even get on board and we make comments back to you. So it's really important, and we love you guys. So
we read all
Here's
the comments.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
All the
Ready sweet. For this?
Ready.
All right. First off, with the fall lineup, AfterBuzz is going to explode. So for those of you guys listening right now, you guys are part of the cool club. And so what you want to do is you want to tell your friends before it becomes like the thing to do.
Right.
Because then you're gonna be the kid that says, hey, you know what? I actually knew about AfterBuzz months ago before it hit. And like, no, you didn't. You're just a liar. But if you tell them now, then you're the cool kid, and it's
totally
verified.
Cool kid.
You want to be verified
first. Be verified, Phil. He's on it. You guys want to hear it first. You want to be like the trendsetter. Tell your friends.
Now we really appreciate it.
We do. Really do. Now it's time for a little Keeping Up with the Kardashian news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so this is an interesting situation. Like son, like parents. I don't know if you guys heard, but Chris Humphries, his parents are getting a divorce.
Oh,
yeah, and I mean,
this poor guy.
I know, this poor guy, just like all this stuff, you know, he had a 72-hour marriage. Now his parents are getting a divorce. He also has 2 sisters. So I know that I don't care what age you are.
He's old to have his parents get divorced, I feel
he's
like.
He's not old. Well, I mean, like, he's 20.
I mean, I know, but like his parents must be like, they must have been together for a long time.
Yeah, and I think no matter how old you are, I don't care if you are in grade school or if you're an adult, I don't think divorce at any age of your parents is an easy thing.
No.
You know, and it must be harder because you have seen your parents together for a really long time. So our hearts go out to Chris Humphries. Can't be an easy situation. So sorry, Chris.
Well, and for him, they were probably, you know, the perfect example of a perfect marriage and of love and being together for a very long time.
Yeah,
and he's from Minnesota. It's, you know, where they have one of the highest marriage, I don't know, is retention the right
really?
Word?
Really?
Yeah. They have one of the lowest divorce rates in Minnesota. That's where I'm
from. Yeah, so.
Cool fun fact of the day.
Fun little fact of the day.
So, yeah, it can't be easy. And, well,
he has no belief in marriage anymore.
Well, I was going to say, and leading into my next piece of gossip, which isn't easy for him, is that the Kardashian-Humphries legal battle with their whole divorce, it doesn't look like that's going to be resolved anytime soon. In fact, they're predicting that, June of 2013, because it's this whole court battle. It's back and forth. There's depositions. And I know you had a little
tidbit
you wanted to share about that, right?
I guess Chris's legal team sent over in a Nordstrom box to Kim's house, but requesting to talk to see Kanye West, and it was basically the deposition for their divorce or their battle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was noted towards him, so there's probably beef there because Chris is offended by his lyrics that he's talking about. There's just, I don't know, there's just a whole, everything just keeps escalating, and they were married for 72 days.
Yeah, their divorce is going to take longer than their marriage.
It already has. It's been longer.
It's been, actually, this is the anniversary of
their wedding.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it was
the anniversary of their wedding. Oh. So, a year later, and there's still no closure.
They're still trying to break up.
Yeah, they're still trying to break up. It's not going to happen on this side of the year.
Such
so, I just, you know, poor Chris. Like, his parents, and now he's, you know, still, they're still married. They are still legally married.
But aren't they legally separated after 6 months?
It depends on if they filed that with the courts.
Oh.
So that's a whole different legal matter. Hopefully they did. You know, they're both dating other
sleeping
people.
Sleeping with other people.
I mean, you know, they're kind of spreading around.
Sorry.
So I would hope.
Dating, sleeping.
So, yeah, whatever. next up on our gossip meter. So Kendall Jenner. We know Kendall is one
of the younger
Kardashians. She's 16 years old, and we know that she drives around that big old black Range Rover. Well, apparently she got caught texting and driving, which we all know, well, not all, but in the state of California, it is illegal to text and drive, and that should be the law in every state, personally. And I guess the person they saw her like driving on the road. I think it was like PCH or something, and they were saying that at first they thought it was a person that was inebriated because they were like all over the lanes and the woman couldn't get over. And then when they pulled up, they saw who it was. They took pictures and they said that Kendall was just in the car with her friends and so like, yeah, just they thought it was funny. But I don't know. I think this is interesting because right now Kendall, like, she's all over 17 magazine and she's definitely like, she's a big, I don't know, icon, if that's the right word. But, like, a lot of young girls are looking up to her. So for her to,
and it's dangerous to her own life.
Yeah. It's, well, not only is it dangerous, but to herself.
Yeah.
You know,
dangerous to other drivers, too.
It's dangerous to other drivers. And it's just like, you know, you got a lot of people looking up to you these days. You're 16 years old. You're at this impressionable age. Like, do you think that there should be consequences for her at home?
Yes. Absolutely.
Like what? Like taking her keys away, take the car away?
Yeah.
Take the car away, take the phone away. There are technologies now that prevent teens from texting while they are driving. They have to stick their phone in this little lock thing and they're prevented from being able to answer it. So she shouldn't be talking on the phone. No. She shouldn't be texting. What? Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's on speaker, Bluetooth, whatever. Phone should not even, you know, be within her reach in the car.
Agreed.
And I bet you Bruce is probably pissed. He hates when they like text at dinner.
I know.
Let alone driving.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure he's really upset. Especially, so I'm sure she's already, like, experiencing the consequences already.
And I'm sure it will be the perfect production line for an upcoming episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Do you know how to text and drive?
But you know what? I don't think, I have a feeling they're not going to really, like, discipline her. I don't think anything's going to get taken away. I don't.
Really?
I really don't.
You don't think she, like, rules them?
I'm not saying she rules them. I just think it's a different set of discipline probably happens in that house because they're the Kardashians.
I don't know. I think Bruce gets really offended by that stuff, but he has no like actual authority to pull.
It's tough to tell also whether what you're seeing on the show is how they actually do run the bus
when
home. The cameras are off.
Right. Well, because the way I see it, she's 16, but she's also 16. She's an editor to a magazine. She's a model. She's on television. She's not your average 16-year-old. You know, she's making her own money. She's, you know, doing her own thing. So I don't know. I think it might be a little bit more challenging as a parent to say, give me your keys. Give me your phone. You can't drive anywhere.
She's still not an adult, though. Everything that she does do in terms of work, she needs a legal guardian to sign her
off. I'm going to bring in Will Smith's kid.
Uh-huh.
Right? Jada Pinkett was joking about it. They were like, you know, do you let him do these certain things? And she was like, until he starts making the money Will and I make, he's still the kid.
That's good. And hopefully
that should be. It should be that way.
It should be. It should be. But I don't know. Something tells me. My gut says it's not. But we'll never know.
Well, because Chris is always running around everywhere. So
yeah, where's
I feel like they get free reign to do whatever they want.
Bruce is home a lot.
I don't know. I think it might be parenting by Twitter these days, but we'll see. All right, now we've got a special little something we want to talk about.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Well, ladies, I have a little prediction for next week. I'm predicting that we might have a special guest in the AfterBuzz studio.
An awesome special guest.
An awesome special guest. I'm predicting that Scott Disick might be showing up here.
Oh, I love that. Certainly hope so.
So, AfterBuzz fans, this is the big news that you've been waiting for that Giselle mentioned. Scott Disick from The Kardashians.
My favorite cast member of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
The most dapper of the Kardashian clan. Scott's supposed to show up in the studio next week, and we hope that he makes it. Now, you know, sometimes those Kardashians, they get a little busy and their schedules get crazy. So we hope that his schedule stays intact so he can be here for you.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe he'll bring some friends along. Remember the birthday party he was booked? He brought Rob.
I know.
He's got
so
a new
excited.
Baby. Maybe Courtney. You never know.
And Scott is just Fingers so funny. I think we're going to have such a good time with him. So
everyone really
needs to tune in.
Definitely tune in for the red carpet, champagne, and Scott Disick next week.
Woohoo.
All right, so let's go around the room. Where can we find you, Adria?
You guys can find me at Adria Theo.
You can find me, Giselle Ugarte, at Giselle Ugarte. And I'm always live tweeting during the show, so
yes,
make sure you tweet me.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O and the number 2 Girl TV. Thanks for tuning in, you guys, and we can't wait to see you next week.
Yay.
Don't forget to tune in. You might see a little Scott Disick.
Yeah. And hey, tweet him. Make sure that he gets here.
Yeah. Twitter, yes. Bombard him. Tweet him, because we will be. We want to make sure that he gets here. For you. For everybody.
everyone and the mom.
All right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.